Time to wrap up the penultimate homestand of 2024. The Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Charleston Riverdogs battle for a pair of games today. Doubleheader, 2 7-inning showdowns here between these two sides as Tanner McDougall gets the start in game one for the Ballers. Hi, good friends. Zanilodi on the call. First pitch delivered at 131. It's lifted high and foul down the line and left and landing in the seats. As again, we are starting today at 131 and just a couple of minutes behind schedule. 85 degrees, cloudy skies, a little weather on the way here in Kannapolis. McDougall delivers the 0-1. Low and inside for ball one. Ballers and River Dogs battle here in this final game of the series between these two sides. So, hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast. Of course, Dan Helody on the call for you today. This one grounded foul by Emilian Petrie. The count is 1-2. We are on Bally Live, MILB.TV. Free audio streams on kcballers.com, the MILB First Pitch app. McDougal's 1-2 to Petrie, fouled off over our heads. And the count is 1-2. Kannapolis looking for their third and potentially fourth win of the series. They picked up a win yesterday by a final score of 4-3. Alec Makarevics with a 2-RBI double handed the Ballers the lead and the victory. 1-2 fouled off, and it's still a ball and two strikes on Emilian Petrie. Adrian Santana, Aiden Smith to follow here, top first against Tanner McDougall, 6'5", 235-pound righty, hailing from Las Vegas, Nevada, the former Oregon commit. Drafted by the White Sox in the fifth round of 2021. 1-2 breaking ball is low and inside, and it hit Petrie in the foot. So a hit-by-pitch of Petrie puts one on for the River Dogs, and with now a nobody out, it is Adrian Santana standing in. So a hit-by-pitch of Petrie puts one on for Charleston, and now the switch-hitting shortstop Adrian Santana stands in. Tanner McDougall, 0-2, a 3.86 ERA. Again, hailing from Las Vegas, Nevada. Spent all of last season here in Kannapolis. First pitch in the dirt, blocked by Pineda. Runner breaks for second. Throw into second, and Petrie is going to be called out at the second base bag. A snap throw from Pineda, and Ryan Burrows is able to hold on to it. So a 2-6 on the pickoff caught stealing. And a 1-0 count of the plate on Adrian Santana. So a simple pickoff on the play for Petrie. No caught stealing on the play. 1-0 pitch on the way for McDougall. This one fouled off, and we'll see a 1-1 count on the switch, the hitting a shortstop, Adrian Santana. McDougall 0-2, as mentioned. Number 29 overall prospect in the organization for the Chicago White Sox. Fifth rounder out of Nevada. 1-1, this one grounded. Fair ball down the line and right, and it bounces into right field. Santana on his horse, and for two. Wolko throws it in from right. Tag at second, and now in a safe at second is Santana. He gets the double on a close play of the bag at second. Wolko didn't exactly get to the ball quickly, and with one on and one out now, it is Aiden Smith digging in. So Santana gets credit for the double to start off his day at the plate for the Charleston River Dogs. Aiden Smith, center fielder, will stand in as the Ballers looking to avoid having to give up runs yet again in the first inning. First pitch off the plate for ball one on Aiden Smith, center fielder for the Charleston River Dogs. Kannapolis have won two of the five games before today. Looking to make it even a series and potentially a series win. 1-0 inside, 2-0 to Aiden Smith. Santana has his 15th double of the season. Santana also a pretty quick runner on the base paths, a base stealer for sure. Second in the league in stolen bags. 2-0 is inside to Aiden Smith, and the count is 3-0. So a 3-0 count pretty quickly as Santana has 46 stolen bases on the season. He is at second base. 3-0 from McDougall to Smith. This one looped down the line and right. Going to be a tough play for Wolko. It falls a fair ball. Santana will round and head for home. Up to second goes Smith. Wolko some trouble fielding it in right. Throw into the infield. And it's a double for Aiden Smith. Santana scores. And Charleston has put up a run. It's 1-0 here in this top of the first. So Smith up to second. He was already kind of turning for second. It'll be a single and then an E9, putting Smith at second. So an error on the board for the Kannapolis Cannonballers to start off this game. Anderson Delgado, catcher, stands in. Now with one out and a runner on second. McDougal is set on the right side of the mound. First pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and one on the switch hitter, Anderson Delgado, for the Charleston River Dogs. Narciso Polanco, the third baseman, bats fifth. Anel Mateo, right fielder, bats sixth. J.D. Gonzalez, DHing, bats seventh. Batting eighth is Enzo Paulino, first baseman. And batting ninth is the left fielder, Jose Perez, as McDougal catches the zone. It's 1-1 on the catcher, Anderson Delgado. McDougal has allowed runs for the third start in a row. Last time out, allowed two runs, one earned on five innings of work as the runner takes off for third. Smith hit with the throw, and fielding over there is Arxie Hernandez on a swing and a miss at the plate. So two strikes on the board as Smith got nailed with that throw over from Pineda. Play over there at third, and Smith is in some discomfort. Out is Haley Williams, the trainer for the Charleston River Dogs, to check on Aiden Smith, who looks like he got kind of clocked on the throw over from Pineda. It'll be a stolen base for Aiden Smith as he's up to his feet now. Looks to be okay. Haley Williams will retreat back to the dugout. Sean Smedley, manager for Charleston, the third base coach, over there to give him some words. 1-2, one out. Infield has to play in with Delgado at the plate and a runner on third. Here in the top of the first. Pitch on the way. This one inside almost hits Delgado, and they're going to say it did hit him, and it'll be another runner placed on a base for the Charleston River Dogs. Hit-by pitch for Delgado, and now it's runners on the corners with one out with Narciso Polanco standing in. So Polanco will stand in, but Blake Hickman, the pitching coach for Kannapolis, is going to come talk with Tanner McDougal, who has found himself in a bit of a tight spot here in this first inning of work. Defensively for Kannapolis in this first game of the doubleheader, Miller, Green, Logan, and Woko. Arxie Hernandez, Ryan Burrows, Haral Perez, Mason Dennison. And behind the dish, Luis Pineda, first mound visit of the day for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Hickman back into the dugout. One out, two on for the River Dogs with Narciso Polanco standing in. One out, McDougal is set, first pitch on the way. He slings a fastball outside to Polanco. It's 1-0. River Dogs have a 1-0 lead. Top first, McDougal's pitch. Swinging a ground ball lined into left. That'll get through for a base hit. Smith will score. Up to second, Delgado, and Narciso Polanco has the RBI single. Scoring is Smith, and Delgado up to second. So two on for the River Dogs as they now lead 2-0. And with still nobody, one out in the inning, it is Anel Mateo standing in. One down, pitch on the way for McDougal. This one on the outside corner, nothing and one on Angel Mateo. A 1 count, Mateo is the sixth batter of the inning. Pitch on the way from Tanner, a fastball upstairs, and it's 1-1. So McDougal in some trouble early here, is allowed two runs on three hits. One of those runs will likely be unearned. We'll see how it shapes up here the rest of this inning. 2-1 your count now as Charleston's taking a 2-0 lead. They have two runners on. Angel Mateo, the right fielder, at the plate against McDougal. He's allowed as many as five runs in a single outing. That was down in Columbia. 2-1, he goes around on the swing, does Mateo. It's two balls and two strikes. Hawaiian shirt giveaway day here in Kannapolis. So a bunch of fans lining up rather early for it. Here in Kannapolis, McDougal's pitch is lifted into center. That'll get through for a base knock. Everyone will move up a base and hold up there as it's a station-to-station single for Angel Mateo. Charleston has their fourth hit of the inning and Delgado to third. The second is Narciso Polanco. Angel Mateo with a single up the middle, and now J.D. Gonzalez will stand in, the DH for Charleston. Well, things have gone very well for Charleston to start today's game. Kannapolis, not so much. McDougal's had a bit of a rough go of it to start this game. One out, bases loaded for J.D. Gonzalez, number 28 overall prospect in the organization for Tampa Bay. Pitch outside on a 1-0 count now on J.D. Gonzalez. And one error on the board for Kannapolis. Wolko in right, putting up a bit of a tough play in right. 1-0 pitch from McDougal. Swinging a little looper foul ball down the line at third. It's 1-1. Gonzalez, a designated hitter today. Enzo Paulino, first baseman, is awaiting on deck. McDougal having to deal with bases loaded. He was handed a loss in his first start of the series on Tuesday. 1-1 inside corner. 1-2 your count now on J.D. Gonzalez. McDougal's 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and there's a punch out for J.D. Gonzalez. He is the second out of the inning. McDougal picks up his first strikeout, and with two outs, Enzo Paulino, eighth batter of the inning, digs in for Charleston. Pitch on the way for McDougal. This one lifted foul down the line by Paulino, headed towards the corner, and it lands in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. The count is 0-1. Enzo Paulino, the first baseman for the Charleston River Dogs. Batting 220 on the year. Eight doubles, a triple, a home run, 14 RBI. 35 punch outs, and he's 0-for-2 in stolen bases. So one swing and a miss, nothing and two. As McDougal finally gets ahead of a batter here. Charleston and Kannapolis already locked in a tight game in this top of the first. River Dogs lead 2-0 on a couple of base knocks. One unearned run likely for McDougal. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Tanner McDougal is out of the inning on his 30th pitch. There's a strikeout to end the inning as Enzo Paulino is down on strikes for the third out. Two strikeouts for McDougal, and that'll end the inning. Four hits in the frame, two runs for the River Dogs with one error and three left on. We'll go to the bottom half of the first. Kannapolis will bat. Burrows, Perez, and Wolko. When we return to the Ballers, Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Thank you.
Ryan Burrows leads it off, bottom of the first inning. First pitch is lined into left. That'll drop for a base hit. And Ryan Burrows' first pitch is on base just like that with a single. Burrows continues his hit streak, and he is on to start the inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gerald Perez, second baseman, now stands in. Ryan Burrows at now a 8-game hit streak for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gerald Perez will stand in now. With one on and nobody out against the arm on the mound, making his River Dogs debut. It's the second time Charleston's had a debut starter this week. It is Jeremy Pilon on the mound at four. The Charleston River Dogs. First pitch low and inside to Gerald Perez, 1-0. Pilon listed at 6 foot, 200-pound lefty, September 11th, 2005. Fastball, curveball, changeup, an 18th rounder in 2023. 1-0 catches the zone for strike one. Jeremy Pilon making his River Dogs debut in the Rays organization. He is out of Salaberry de la Fin de la Valleyfield, Quebec, Canada. Pinch off the plate for a 2-1 count here. Last time out for Pilon. Four innings, two runs on two hits. Four walks, four punch-outs. It was down in the Complex League against the Orioles team. 2-1 low and inside for now a 3-1 count on Gerald Perez. George Wolko waiting on deck. Alec Makarevic, the DH, bats in the cleanup spot. RC Hernandez, third baseman, bats fifth. Drake Logan in center, bats sixth. As Pilon's 3-1, swing and a miss. And the count is 3-2. Lyle Miller, green left fielder, stands batting seventh. Batting eighth, Luis Pineda, the catcher. And batting ninth will be Mason Dennison, first baseman for the Ballers today, under the leadership of Patrick Leland in his second season with Kannapolis as the manager. Full count pitch to Perez, swinging a foul ball straight back, and the count stays put at 3-2. Pilon at 6 foot, 200 pounds, number 28 for the Charleston River Dogs today. And the sixth of seven total matchups between these two sides. And Kannapolis and Charleston will play two sevens today. 3-2, swing and a miss, and that's strike three as Gerald Perez down on strikes. There's the first down. George Wolko, right fielder, stands in. Now with one on and one out for the Ballers. So with one on, one out, Wolko digs in with Burrows at first base. Burrows has some speed over there at first base. Wolko stands in. First pitch from Pilon. Lefty-lefty matchup inside corner. Nothing and one. Burrows is 13 for 16 in stolen bases on the season. Wolko digging in against the lefty. He's actually batting better against left-handed pitching this year. 263 on the average. A one before that. A check on the runner, and it gets by Burrows and everyone in the infield. That'll get into foul ground. Burrows on his horse. He's thinking three. Slide in at third, and Burrows is all the way up to third on the E1. So Kannapolis is now a runner 90 feet away from scoring here with just one simple throwing error from the pitcher, Pilon. No one count on Wolko with one down in the inning. So Pilon gets into some trouble and tosses the ball away at first base. Paulino couldn't make a clean play on it. With one down in the bottom of the first, Kannapolis has a runner 90 feet away, 0-1. Wolko takes just a touch outside, 1-1. Infield has to play in with the power bat of Wolko. At the plate, 2-0 River Dogs lead. Defensively, Perez, Smith, Mateo in the outfield. Pilon's 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2. Defensively in the infield for the Charleston River Dogs, Polanco, Santana, Petrie, and Paulino. Behind the dish is Anderson Delgado for George Wolko at the plate. Jeremy Pilon to the bump. Ball and two strikes. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike three. Wolko down on strikes. Can't make contact against Pilon, who now has two punch-outs. And Alec Makarevic is the batter due up. Makarevic the hero in last night's contest. Had a 2-RBI double in the seventh inning to hand Kannapolis the lead. As Jeremy Pilon on the bump offers his first pitch. Makarevic swings and misses for strike one. Makarevic's the designated hitter, 286 on the year, 7 RBI. Kanapolis and Charleston square off in this first game of the doubleheader. 0-1 is low and inside, and the count is 1-1 on Makarevic's. Ballers after today, day off tomorrow. And they'll face off against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out at Segra Stadium next week. 1-1. Low and outside for now ball two. Annapolis and Fayetteville will square off next week. Charleston will head back home. They will play the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 2-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. 2-2 now. Makarevic's falls behind. Great crowd on hand, as we've mentioned, for Hawaiian Shirt Giveaway Day. Cheerwine Day also here at Atrium Health Ballpark, celebrating all things Cheerwine. A lot to celebrate about Cheerwine. Nothing better. 2-2 on the way to Makarevic's is off the plate for now a full count. Makarevic's looking to stay ahead here of Pilon. Arxie Hernandez awaits on deck. Pitch on the way. This one lifted high and foul. Count stays put at 3-2 on Makarevic's. 4 years at ECU, his final year at NC State. Undrafted free agent signee by the White Sox out of NC State. 3-2 pitch. Low for ball four. Makarevic's on base for the first time today. And that's runners on the corners for Kanapolis. Two down in the inning. Arxie Hernandez will get a chance to bat against Pilon in the first inning. Pilon's had a couple of stretches this season where he's played well on the bump, but he's also had some rough goes. Roughest stretch was over the month of June. He allowed runs in every outing down in the Complex League. First pitch corner is hit on the fastball, 0-1. Burrows is at third, and first is Alec Makarevic's. Pilon set from the stretch, 0-1. Arxie swings fouled off. The count is 0-2. Again, fantastic crowd on hand for today's contest. Nothing and two now on Arxie Hernandez with Drake Logan awaiting on deck. Bottom first, 2-0 River Dogs. Pitch on the way to Arxie. Fastball upstairs. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three and catches enough of the zone. And Pilon's got three punch outs through his first inning of work. And that is going to send us into a break. By the top of the second we go. 2-1 for the River Dogs. Perez, Petrie, Santana when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Well, Tanner McDougal still on the bump. Top of the second, 2-0 River Dogs. Four hits for the River Dogs in the first inning off McDougal. First pitch to Jose Perez is low and inside for ball one. A 1-0 count. Perez, Petrie, Santana, the 3-2 up. Top two here in the first game of the doubleheader. 1-0 count. McDougal from the stretch. Pitch on the way. Fastball is on the inside corner. 1-1 at 96 for McDougal. Tanner McDougal hailing from Las Vegas. He's a diehard Vegas Golden Knights fan, diehard Denver Broncos fan. 1-1 on the way. A breaking ball is on the inside corner. 1-2 on Jose Perez. Dad Mike played in minor league baseball, made it up to AAA back in the year 2000. 1-2 on the way. This one popped up. Drifting over here and towards the press box. He'll land in the seats. Heads up down there. And the count is 1-2 on Jose Perez. Petrie and Santana to follow. McDougal making his second start of the year against Charleston. This is his fourth start in a baller's uniform since being reassigned here. 1-2 is low and inside for now a 2-2 count on Perez. McDougal had a rough go of it to start the year in Winston-Salem. Went 0-for with almost a 7 ERA in that time. 2-2. So we're going to pop up. This one will stay in the field of play. Arxie Hernandez under it in foul ground chasing, and he'll make the catch for the out. P5 in foul territory for Jose Perez. And there's the first out of the inning. Emilian Petrie stands in. So Petrie digs in as he was hit by a pitch his first time up. First pitch on the way. Petrie will watch that one sail up and away for ball one. Petrie hit by a pitch. One of two hit by pitches for McDougal in the first inning. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball catches his own for now a 1-1 count. Petrie, second rounder out of the University of Kentucky, the former Wildcat. Digs in against Tanner McDougal, who was committed to go to Oregon and be a Duck. 1-1. Fastball is up and in. The count is 2-1. McDougal probably would have been heaven if he went to Oregon. Avid collector of Nike and Jordan shoes. 2-1. This one grounded foul. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oregon's always got some crazy uniforms, crazy equipment. With Nike being right there, it's pretty easy. 2 balls and 2 strikes. McDougal set. He works from the stretch exclusively now. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and McDougal has his third punch out of the day. After a bit of a rough go of it in the first inning, he's certainly settled in now. And with two outs, nobody on, switch hitter Adrian Santana digs in. Santana doubled in his first at-bat down the line and right. Switch hitting shortstop, number 16 overall prospect in the Rays organization. First pitch, breaking ball up and away. It's 1-0. Santana hailing from Doral, Florida, just west of Miami. Competitive balance round A selection by the Tampa Bay Rays. 1-0. So we're going to line drive towards short off the glove of Burrows. In a center it goes. And it's a base hit for Adrian Santana up the middle. So his second hit of the day, a multi-hit game for Santana. And with one on and two outs, Aiden Smith the batter. Again, an extraordinary effort by the shortstop Burrows, leaping and trying to make the catch. So with now two outs and a runner on, Aiden Smith bats. He had a single his first time up. First pitch, swinging a ground ball up the middle, backhanded by the second baseman Perez. Steps on the bag at second for the out. And just like that, inning over. Fielder's choice for Smith, and a 4-U out at second is Santana for the third out. That'll send us into a break. 2-0 River Dogs still. Bottom two we go. Logan, Miller, Green, and Pineda do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Pretty but ghetto, pretty but rough, just like Virginia Beach. Drake Logan's due up. Virginia Beach, the Drake song from the newest album, blasting on the speakers. Means Drake Logan's digging in. First pitch lifted high and foul on the count, nothing and one on Drake Logan. Miller, Green, and Pineda due up, bottom two. River Dogs up 2-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the final game of the series between these two sides. These two sides will not meet again unless there's playoff action in between these two sides. 0-2 fly ball in the center. Under it is Aiden Smith. He makes the catch for the out. An FA for out number one. And now Lyle Miller, Green, left fielder, stands in. So with one down, Miller Green stands in with an opportunity to get some offense rolling for Kannapolis. 6'5" righty bat, 235 pounds, 17th rounder in 2024 by the Chicago White Sox. 0-1 your count as Miller Green is behind a fastball from Jeremy Pilon, who's back out for his second inning of work. 0-1, fastball outside corner, nothing and two on Lyle Miller Green. Luis Pineda is the next batter due up for the Ballers. Nothing and two pitch on the way. Breaking ball is just a touch outside from Pilon. It's 2-2. Miller Green at 6'5", played four different colleges in 4 years in school. 1-2 swing and a miss for strike three. And Pilon has his fourth punch out of the day. Two outs now, and Luis Pineda is the batter. Two outs, Pineda digs in. Second at-bat, second game, I should say, appearance of the series for Pineda. First pitch low and inside for a ball one. Is a swing and a miss for strike one. Pineda at the plate, 235 of the year, four homers, 27 RBI. Facing the lefty, Pilon. 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss behind a changeup, and it's 1-2. Changeup miss from Pineda makes it 1-2 with now two outs in the inning. Kannapolis find themselves trailing here by a couple of runs in the bottom of the second. Pitch on the way in the 1-2. Breaking ball off the plate. And the count is now two balls and two strikes. Again, doubleheader action today. Kannapolis and Charleston will play 2-7s. 2-2 lifted foul. And ends up down there. Still two balls and two strikes. Good crowd on hand for the Hawaiian shirt giveaway today. Cheerwine day. Still need me to get a cold cheerwine. That'd be nice up here. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch delivered is low and inside. Check swing. Did he go? No, says Cam Jones. And the count will run full. Game two will be about 45 minutes after the conclusion of game one in both seven-inning contests here in Kannapolis. From the line, 3-2 to Pineda. Fastball upstairs. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Pineda down on strikes. And Pilon has five punch-outs in two innings of work. He's looked sharp. Has the lefty from Quebec. As now we're through two innings. To the top of the third we go. It is Delgado, Polanco, Mateo. Do up when we come back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Top three, Tanner McDougal back on the mound. Anderson Delgado's first pitch for McDougal. He trips up on the bump, and it's nothing in the zone. So a 1-0 count as Delgado, Polanco, Mateo do up here. Top of the third, 1-0 count. McDougal is set from the windup. 1-0 is swung on, lifted into center. Under it, Drake Logan takes a few steps in, and under it, as in his eyes, as in his hands. So round number one of the inning, an F8. One down now, and Narciso Polanco stands in. So Polanco will dig in after a single his first time up against Tanner McDougal, who had a rough first inning but has settled in and looked much better. Polanco, the third baseman for the Charleston River Dogs, has seen plenty of action this series. McDougal's first pitch, bunt laid down. This one might land in the seats. It doesn't. It stays in the field of play, but it's off of the netting, nothing and one. A 1 count on Narciso Polanco, third baseman with Angel Mateo, right fielder awaiting on deck. Top of the third inning in a 7-inning contest, and then game two, also 7 innings today. So expecting 14 innings of baseball between these two sides. McDougal is set on the right side of the rubber, first base side, 0-1. Breaking ball is on the inside corner to Polanco, it's nothing and two. Wind is blowing in from left field today. Cloudy day here in Kannapolis, a little toasty, not too bad though. 0-2 ground ball to first, eaten up by Dennison, can't make the play, and it's into right base hit. Runner going for second, Polanco hustles, and up to second he'll go safely on a lack of hustle again out in the outfield. Wolko can't get to it quickly, and in safely at second is Polanco. Polanco either has a lot of hustle that's hard to keep up with, or that's another play where Kannapolis has been a little lackadaisical in the infield. And with one out, it's Angel Mateo, right fielder. Wolko's playing pretty deep in right field, so that also has a factor to it. Playing deep in right, and a shallow hit ball could cause some trouble. First pitch is off the plate for ball one to Mateo. Playing Mateo to essentially a push. 1-0 pitch from McDougal. Lifted high and foul, and it's 1-1. Mateo singled in his first at-bat. That was River Dogs have six hits. That was the fourth of their day, their last of the first. McDougal looking in for the signs. Ball and a strike with one out. Pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball to third. Arcee will field, hold the runner, and a throw across in time for the out. Runner held at second base, and it's a 5-3 ground out with two outs now. It is going to be J.D. Gonzalez. Two outs, J.D. Gonzalez stands in, the designated hitter. McDougal sets first pitch. Breaking ball off the plate for ball one to J.D. Gonzalez, who struck out swinging his first time up against Tanner McDougal back in the first inning. McDougal faced eight batters in the first inning. This would be his 16th of the game. Ground ball back in the middle. McDougal fields on the bump, and he'll underhand it to first in time for the out. A 1-3 put out. Nice reaction time from McDougal, and he's out of the inning unscathed. He does give up the one hit, but no runs, no errors, and a one left on for the River Dogs. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Ballers trail by a pair. It'll be Dennison, Burrows, and Perez due up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Nine, 1-2, due up for the Ballers. Mason Dennison, Ryan Burrows, Herald Perez is Jeremy Pilon back on the mound. First pitch, swing and a miss from Mason Dennison. Nothing in one. Dennison gets his first action of the series after he hasn't seen any action other than being a pinch runner for a couple of nights. Pitch delivered, swing and a miss. As he rather got a piece of it, it's fouled off. Nothing in two. Didn't get a piece of it, did Dennison. Nothing in two. With Pilon on the bump, he struck out five through two innings. He's looked very sharp as the River Dogs lefty. From the wide, 0-2. Breaking ball up and away. One and two now on Mason Dennison. Ball and two strikes. Pitch is delivered. Fastball up and away. Two balls and two strikes on Dennison. Ballers and River Dogs wearing off in the final day of the series before they head to their next opponents. Tomorrow a day off, well-deserved day off. Deep breath from Pilon, 2-2. Breaking ball catches his own, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Six punch outs for Pilon of the bump, one down. And now top of the order, Ryan Burrows will bat. Burrows has the only base hit of the day for Kannapolis. That was a single to lead off the first inning. Extend his hit streak to now seven games in a row. Eight games in a row. First pitch, low one inside for a 1-0 count. Burrows, a 20-year-old now from Panama City, Panama. Eight games in a row with a base hit. Pitch delivered to the 1-0. It's low and inside for ball two. Eight games in a row with a hit for Burrows. He's playing a lot of time in the leadoff spot. Pilon on the bump. Sends from the windup, 2-0 to Burrows. Low for ball three. 91 mile an hour heater, low and inside. Herald Perez, the second baseman awaiting on deck. 3-0 from Pilon, a fastball up and in, ball four. And Ryan Burrows gets a four-pitch walk, so a single and a free pass have now given the Ballers a base runner. One on and one out for Herald Perez, the second baseman. So Herald Perez, who struck out his first time up against Pilon. Jeremy Pilon, a fastball, curveball, changeup for the southpaw from Quebec. First mound visit of the day for Charleston. Runner at first is Ryan Burrows. Herald Perez digs in. Kind of crowding the plate. First pitch taken upstairs but on the zone for a called strike. Perez from La Romana, Dominican Republic. Acquired in a trade to the Los Angeles Dodgers just a couple of weeks ago. Pitch delivered is inside to Perez. It's 1-1. We're all talked about a little earlier this week about how he likes to stand a little closer to the plate. It helps him be able to turn on a pitch. Pilon is set. 1-1 to the plate. Inside, and it's ball two. Raul Perez talked about he likes Ronald Acuna, likes Ketel Marte. Big Ketel Marte guy, who's now playing second base for the Arizona Diamondbacks. 2-1 to Perez. Breaking ball catches the inside corner. Two balls and two strikes as Pilon just shy of 50 pitches still. Can go deeper into the game if needed for Charleston. Burrows at first, 2-2, swing and a miss, a foul tip into the mitt of Delgado is a seventh strikeout on the day for Jeremy Pilon. KFT in the book, two outs now and one on for George Wolko. So Wolko bats with two outs and one on base in the form of Ryan Burrows, who has some speed over there at first. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch, runner takes off for second. Snap throw in a second, and the tag is applied. He is out. Burrows called out on a 2-6 caught stealing of Burrows. So the pitch was outside to Wolko, but he'll get an at-bat continuation in the fourth. We'll go to the top half of the fourth. Duhup is Paulino, Perez, and Petrie for the Ballers. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live, River Dogs bat. When we come back, it's Paulino, Perez, and Petrie. Tanner McDougal back out, top of the fourth. First pitch of his fourth inning is inside to the batter Enzo Paulino. Jose Perez and Emilian Petrie to follow. Top four, River Dogs lead 2-0. Out hitting Kannapolis 6-1 today in this first game of the doubleheader. 1-0 swing and a miss, and the count is 1-1 to Enzo Paulino. Paulino struck out his first time up against McDougal and was back in the first inning. Dougal's 1-1 pitch, breaking ball inside corner. 1-2 to Enzo Paulino, who doesn't love the strike call, but it doesn't matter. It is up to Sam Harris, home plate umpire. Cam Jones in the field, plate and infield umpires, is assigned by the Carolina League. Ball and two strikes. Dougal on the bump, deep breath. He's at 58 pitches, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Tanner McDougal has another strikeout. That would be his fourth of the day. And with one out, nine-hole batter Jose Perez will dig in. So Jose Perez bats. He popped out his first time up. That was against Tanner McDougal. Was now mowing through the order. First pitch low and inside, and it hits Perez in the foot. Third hit by pitch of the day for Tanner McDougal. He's having a little difficulty keeping that breaking ball inside and low. And it is a walk to first for Perez. It's a little painful. One out, Emilian Petrie. So Petrie hit by a pitch and a strikeout today. As McDougal now has to deal with a runner on base. Starting to get a little cloudier here in Kannapolis. Cloud cover helping keep it a little cooler. As time called, we'll get a reset of the pitch clock. For Emelian Petrie, the plate, McDougal on the bump. First pitch. Petrie takes inside for ball one. Elsewhere today in the Carolina League, a bunch of other teams not getting started until later. Top of the fourth here, bottom second. Fredericksburg trails 2-1 to the Salem Red Sox. 1-0 fouled off, 1-1. Middle of the second, Lynchburg trailing 1-0 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Everywhere else getting started later. 5:05, Delmarva hosts Carolina. 5:05, Augusta hosts Fayetteville. Ball and a strike pitch. Fastball on the inside corner. 1-2 to Petrie. 6:35, your first pitch between Myrtle Beach and Columbia. And another evening game down in the Grand Strand in Myrtle Beach. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, weak grounder down the line, foul. And Petrie has a 1-2 count. And Kannapolis will head to Fayetteville, where the Woodpeckers are in Augusta for the series down to the Green Jackets. Charleston will head home, and they'll play a home series against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1-2 for McDougal. This one laced down the line, foul by Petrie, 1-2. Cannonballers trail 2-0. River Dogs put up two runs in the first, and the Ballers have found some success in keeping Charleston off the scoreboard since then. Ball and two strikes, pitch on the way. This one swung on, lifted high and foul, and the count stays put at 1-2 on Emelian Petrie. Adrian Santana, the batter to follow here in this top of the fourth. McDougal set, 1-2, runner going, swinging a foul tip into the Ballers dugout, heads up down there. Ball and two strikes now on Emelian Petrie. Petrie, as mentioned, a hit by pitch and a strikeout in today's game. 1-2 pitch for McDougal. This one lined down the line, foul. Ball and two strikes, still a long at bat, just gets a touch longer here. We'll see a ninth pitch of the at bat between McDougal and Petrie. 1-2 count, one out. McDougal's pitch low for ball two. 2-2 your count on Petrie. So 10th pitch of the at-bat coming here as Petrie's fouled off a flurry here. 2-2. Inside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Tanner McDougal has a strikeout. That's the second of the inning here for Tanner McDougal. Petrie is the fifth punch-out victim of the day for McDougal. And now Adrian Santana stands in with two outs in the inning, five punch-outs for McDougal. Santana bats, a multi-hit game, a double and a single. He's been a pest all day for McDougal. First pitch, ground ball to second. To his left, Perez will field on to first in time of the out. A 4-3 ground down for Adrian Santana. And that will send us into the inning break as Santana grounds out in a 4-3 fashion. Four out number three. It is no runs on, no hits, no errors, and one left on for the Charleston River Dogs. We'll go to a break. And we'll be back with the bottom of the fourth. Wilco, Makarevic, Hernandez, two up. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live.
Yeah.
Well, George Wolko struck out once today. He's 0 for 1, and digging in is Wolko, Makarevics, and Arxie Hernandez to follow. It is still Jeremy Pilon on the mound for the Charleston Riverdogs, who's had a good stretch of success. 7 punchouts through 3 innings for Pilon. First pitch, Wolko blasts a pop-up down the line. Third baseman Polanco giving chase in foul territory, and he makes the catch for the out. P5 in foul ground for George Wolko. And one pitch, one out, digging in Alec Makarevics. Makarevics will dig in. Canapolis has just one hit on the board. It was Ryan Burrows, the first batter of the game. Jeremy Pilon in his first start in the single-A level has looked very sharp. First pitch to Makarevics. This one's smoked into left. Drops in front of Perez for a base hit. It's a one-out single for Makarevics, who's got the second hit of the game for Canapolis. It is one-on, one-out. Arxie Hernandez will stand in. Arxie Hernandez digs in. One-on, one-out. He struck out looking against Pilon back in the first inning. Pilon's at about 52, 53 pitches. So still a little more time for him with a bump. First pitch, up and away, ball one. Arxie Hernandez 0 for 1. As he's seen some playing time fall by the wayside with the influx of new players in the roster. 1-0 swing and a miss, 1-1 on Arxie Hernandez. Canapolis and Charleston squaring off. First game of a doubleheader. We're on the bottom of the fourth. 2 7-inning contest between these two sides. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2 now as Hernandez got a piece of it, but it's in the mid of Delgado. Drake Logan, the center fielder, awaits on deck. Bottom four. Ball and two strikes on Arxie Hernandez. Runner on first is Makarevics. Deep breath from Pilon. Pitch delivered, a little looper into right center. Coming in, Smith. Going to be a tough play, and it falls in front of everyone for a base hit. Up to second, Makarevics. A single for Arxie Hernandez. And now Canapolis has put together back-to-back base hits. 2-1, 1-out, and Drake Logan the batter. Drake Logan will bat. Up to the mound goes Delgado to talk with Pilon. One out, two on for the Canapolis Cannonballers. Drake Logan stands in. Logan 0 for 1 with a flyout. Pitch on the way. Swinging a little looper foul over everybody's head. Count is nothing and one on Drake Logan. Oh, and one, your count with one out. Logan batting 266 on the year, 6 homers, 41 RBI. 0-1. Taken inside corner, nothing and two. Canapolis snapping their losing ways yesterday with a 4-3 win. Hoping to continue their good hitting stretch here against Charleston. 0-2 from Pilon. Swinging a little ground ball foul off the foot of Drake Logan. Count still 0-2. So Drake Logan will bat with an 0-2 count. Pilon works from the stretch. Pitch on the way. Fastball a touch low. Count is 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Pitch on the way, line foul. And the count is still 1-2 on Drake Logan. Lyle Miller-Green, left fielder, awaits on deck. Bottom four. River Dogs lead 2-0 to Kannapolis here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pitch on the way in the 1-2. This one lifted down the line and right after it is on El Mateo. Might be able to get there, and it's a foul ball. Ball lands foul down the line and right, and we'll see another one at 1-2. Got a close call down there, but home plate umpire Sam Harris calls it foul. So up at second is Makarevic. Sarksy Hernandez at first. Back-to-back singles for the Ballers. 2-1, one out, a 1-2 count on Drake Logan. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball gets Logan's fooled. And there's the eighth punch out of the day for Pilon. Two outs in the inning and still 2-1. Digging in is Lyle Miller-Green. Miller-Green over one of the strikeout. Two-way player out of Austin Peay, drafted in the 17th round last year. Pitch swing and a miss, nothing and one. Miller-Green played four different colleges in his 4 years of school. Oklahoma State, Chipola. Austin Peay being the final stop. George Mason his first stop, 0-1. Ground ball towards short. Santana will field and flip to second for the out. And Pilon is through four shutout innings on the bump. Three hits. And there is a River Dogs arm warming, so we'll see if Pilon is relieved. And we'll go now to the top of the fifth. Kannapolis will take the field. And digging in will be Smith, Delgado, Polanco. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Dally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Aiden Smith leads off top of the fifth. First pitch for Tanner McDougal is off the plate for ball one. Smith, Delgado, and Polanco do up as McDougal is set on the bump. 1-0 to Smith, just like that, is low and inside for ball two. Kannapolis trailing by a score of 2-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the final day of this series. 2-0 pitch on the way is a swing and a miss. The count is 2-1 on Aiden Smith. K in a pair of seven-inning contests today between these two sides. 2-1 pitch for McDougal, low and outside, and the count is two balls and a strike. Then it moves to 3-1. Hale Sims, the arm tossing down the line for Kannapolis. 3-1 for McDougal, swinging a tapper foul. And the count stays full now at 3-2. Aiden Smith, a single and a fielder's choice on the day. Aiden Smith, number 10 overall prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization, joining the River Dogs just a couple of weeks ago. 3-2, this one outside, ball four. And McDougal walks his leadoff batter to start this fifth. One on here, and nobody out for the River Dogs. And digging in is Anderson Delgado. First walk of the day for McDougal, so not too bad work from the righty on the bump to have not allowed a walk until now. Delgado stands in, first pitch, breaking ball is a low and inside for now a 1-0 count it goes. Delgado hit by a pitch, and a fly out for him in today's action. 1-0 is on the outside corner, 1-1 on Anderson Delgado. Ball and a strike. With nobody out in this top of the fifth. McDougal, a snap throw over to first base, and it's not in time. Dennison there to try to make the tag. McDougal's set, 1-1, runner going. Outside of the plate, snap throw to second. Smith is going to be safe on a throw into second. A good throw from Pineda, but Smith has a stolen base. So now the River Dogs have a runner in scoring position as Aiden Smith turns and burns and ends for second. It's his fourth stolen base as a member of the River Dogs. Team that has a lot of stolen bags. They've set a franchise record already. They're second in minor league baseball, only behind the Aberdeen Ironbirds for stolen bases. McDougal's at over 80 pitches. He'll call time before the next offering to Delgado. Narciso Polanco on deck, 2-for-2. 2-1 for McDougal. Swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two, your count on Anderson Delgado. Polanco on deck. McDougal getting up there. The pitch count, 81 pitches, 51 strikes. Two earned runs in four innings of work. Pitch on the way in the 2-2. Ground ball past the shortstop. Burrows in the left for a base hit. Smith to third, and he'll halt there. It's a single for Anderson Delgado, and it moves the runners up. So runners on the corners and nobody out. Narciso Polanco is due up, but it looks like McDougal's day is soon to be done as Patrick Leland is likely going to come out. And we will see the end of the day here for Tanner McDougal as Patrick Leland's going to come out. And that'll be the end of Tanner's day as Hale Sims will take over on the mound. He's warming in the pen. That'll send us into a break. We'll be right back. Ballers and River Dogs in the top of the fifth inning. McDougal's day is done. When we come back, Hale Sims on the mound on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hale Sims takes over on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6'4", 290-pound righty from Paducah, Kentucky. The former Charlotte 49er as Narciso Polanco is digging in for the River Dogs. Two runners on are charged to McDougal. First pitch, and Sims will miss outside. Ball one as a showing bunt was Polanco. So a 1-0 count now on Polanco, who's got a multi-hit game. Hale Sims on the mound, former Niner. They call him Big Country. 1-0 pitch, runner takes off for second, and no throw over to second. Runner up to second base. And Delgado has a stolen base now. Runners at second and third, nobody out. 2-0 count with nobody out in this top of the fifth. River Dogs up 2-0. Hale Sims on in relief. Pitch on the way from the righty. A check swing in Polanco. And he goes around on it for a 2-1 count now. McDougal exits with four innings and change. Seven hits, one walk, five punch outs. After a rough first inning, really settled in nicely here. Except for a couple of base runners in this fifth. A walk and a single. Put two on for the River Dogs. Sims is 2-1. Swing a little pop-up foul. Two balls and two strikes. Narciso Polanco. Hale Sims in his fourth action of the season with Kannapolis. Spent later portions of last year in the New York Mets organization. Released the day before spring training this year. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Hale Sims gets his first strikeout of the day. One down. Narciso Polanco is down on strikes. And now Angel Mateo, the batter. So McDougal is going to be charged with at least two runs. Could be as many as four. And his four-plus innings of action today on the bump. One out, Sims on the bump. Takes over in relief. First pitch to Mateo. Low one inside for ball one. Mateo a single and a ground out on the day for him. Sims taking over. He appeared couple of nights ago, one run on three hits in two innings of work. 1-0 pitch from the righty. This one lifted high and foul on a foul ball. Now a 1-1 count. Hale Sims earned his first career save back on the 9th of August. That was in Columbia against the Fireflies. One run on three hits in two innings of action with three punch-outs. The one run and his first save was a home run from Blake Mitchell. Ball and a strike pitch from Sims. A check swing, and it's looped foul. And the count is 1-2 now. On Angel Mateo. Looks like it'll be Tanner McDougal, who was just relieved, going to get the foul ball from the bullpen area for Kannapolis. One-two pitch from Sims. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Hale Sims comes in and gets a pair of punch-outs. Two runners still on for the River Dogs, and a big out number two is now digging in. J.D. Gonzalez is getting out of it. Is Gonzalez. Two runners still on for Charleston. As Pineda up, he's going to signal some signs to the infield. Two outs. Gonzalez has been a very much struggling bat in this series against the River Dog, against the Cannonballers. A strikeout and a ground out as now Pineda's going to go up to the mound and chat with Hale Sims before they start this AAB. Sims is one out away from preserving McDougal's two runs in his outing. And it could be as many as four. At the moment, it's two. Second mound visit of the day for Kannapolis is Sims on the mound with a pair of punch-outs. And the two batters he's faced looked very sharp as Hale Sims. Two outs. Runners on second and third. Pitch on the way. A fastball, a touch low and inside. And the count is 1-0. J.D. Gonzalez, the DH. 0-4-2. Enzo Paulino on deck is 0-for-2 as well. 1-0 count with two outs. Sims works from the stretch. Pitch on the way to Gonzalez. A fastball inside corner at 93, and it's 1-1. The work from Hale Sims, who's got a little local cheering squad here. From just down the road, the former Charlotte 49er, Hale Sims. He's got quite a few fans here in Kannapolis. 1-1 your pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Sims, one strike away from getting McDougal out of the inning unscathed, despite a couple of tough ABs to start the frame. Gonzalez has been a struggling bat this week. He doesn't look too hot here. Ball and two strikes, pitch delivered. A fastball up and check swing. Did he go? No. Two balls and two strikes now. Hale Sims almost picked up the strikeout. Gonzalez is 2-for-14 with a walk. And a run scored this week. Just two hits. He was 0-for-8 with a walk last week against the Augusta Green Jackets. Sims with a deep breath. He's set. 2-2 on the way. In the dirt, this one squirts by Pineda. And the scoring on the play will be Aiden Smith up to third. Goes the runner Delgado, and another runner charged to McDougal. It's 3-0 Charleston now in this fifth inning as the wild pitch from Hale Sims credits the runner with the run scored, a 2-2 count. As at third now, Delgado. Sims still one strike away from getting out of the inning. Full count with two outs. Sims a deep breath. Pitch on the way from the righty. Swinging a ground ball to second. Perez deep in the hole at second. Turns and throws on to first for the out. And it's a 4-3 ground out as Aral Perez with a nice play deep in the gap. Hale Sims gets the three outs needed. He does toss a wild pitch that surrenders another run. But it's 3-0 River Dogs here. After 4.5 innings, we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Ballers trail by a trio. It'll be Pineda, Dennison, and Burroughs when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bowie Live. New arm of the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. Seth Chavez takes over in relief of Jeremy Pilon as first pitch to Pineda is off the plate for ball one. Seth Chavez on in relief. He's listed at 6'4", 200-pound righty takes over for the Charleston River Dogs in relief of Pilon, who goes four innings as Pineda grounds the 1-0 to short. Santana to his left on to first in time for the out. 6-3 ground out for out number one. And now digging in is Mason Dennison. So Jeremy Pilon is relieved here in the fifth inning. And he had himself a masterful showing in his first outing as a River Dog. Four shutout innings with two walks, eight punchouts. Seth Chavez makes his second appearance of the series. Dennison stands in. First pitch on the lower part of the zone for a called strike. Nothing and one. Chavez at 6'4", fastball, curveball, changeup, cutter. Began his college career at Eastern Arizona JUCO, then went to ETSU. Finished up at Kentucky. 0-1 swing and a miss, 0-2 now on Mason Dennison. Chavez earlier this series against Kannapolis, one run on two hits with a walk and two punchouts for the righty from Charleston. Nothing and two. Your count pitch to Dennison is in the dirt and blocked by the catcher Delgado. Ball and two strikes on Mason Dennison with Ryan Burrows awaiting on deck. Ballers trailing 3-0 here. Bottom of the fifth. Chavez on the year 0-5, a 2.43 ERA. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Gets Dennison chasing at strike three. Two couple quick outs as Pineda and Dennison are retired. First strikeout of the day for Chavez. Top of the order, Ryan Burrows gets to bat. So Burrows will bat with two outs. Shortstop for Kannapolis has walked and he's tallied a single today. Two outs, first pitch from Chavez. Breaking ball on the outside corner, nothing and one. Ballers are being out hit 7-3. They've already surrendered three runs to Charleston. 0-1 to Burrows. Fastball upstairs for an even ball and a strike count. One ball, one strike. Burrows, a 20-year-old from Panama City, Panama. Ball and a strike pitch from Chavez. Swinging a looper down the line. Foul ball. Into the corner and left for a 1-2 count on Burrows. Harold Perez, second baseman, awaits on deck. Should the inning continue? Bottom five in a 7-inning contest to start this day's action. In game one of this doubleheader action here in Kannapolis. 1-2 for Burrows. This one lifted high and foul on the count. He's put it 1-2. Bit of a longer contest today, just pace of the game wise. 1-2 pitch, low and outside for now a 2-2 count on the shortstop Ryan Burrows. Two balls and two strikes. Chavez on the bump, trying to get through the inning. 2-2 to Burrows. Fastball outside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Two punch outs for Chavez on the bump in his first inning of work. 1-2-3 inning, and that'll send us into the sixth. Ballers still trail by three, as it'll be Paulino, Perez, and Petrie to hopefully come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hale Sims still in the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the sixth, River Dogs up 3-0. First pitch to Paulino, a check swing ground ball to short. Cut off by Arcee Hernandez at third, and play made for the first out. One pitch, one out. 5-3 ground out for Enzo Paulino. One down, and it's Jose Perez, the left fielder, digging in for the Charleston River Dogs. Hit by pitch and a pop out on the day for Jose Perez. This is his first time facing Hale Sims. So three runs charged to McDougal. And the action today here in Kannapolis. Perez will get the pitch from Sims on the inside corner. Nothing and one on Jose Perez with Sims on the mound. Just trying to get through the inning and keep the River Dogs off the base path. Nothing in one pitch. Swing and a miss. Sims works from the stretch. Nothing and two to Perez on the pitch. Fastball upstairs for a 1-2 count. Top of the order, Emilian Petrie to follow here in this top of the sixth. Petrie at second base. Perez today playing left field. He's played left and third this series. 1-2 on the way. Swinging a foul tip into the mid of Pineda. Caught for strike three. And Hale Sims has another punch out on a KFT. Third of the game for Hale Sims. And with two outs now, top of the order, Emilian Petrie. Petrie stands in, the second baseman. On the day, two punch outs and a hit by pitch by McDougal. Sims with a deep breath. First pitch on the way. Fastball inside, and it's 1-0 on Emilian Petrie. Sims, the 6-4 righty, sets in 1-0. Taken on the inside corner for now, a 1-1 count. Sims spent 2 years at a JUCO before going to Charlotte. Won a conference championship with the 49ers just down the road. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball towards first. Back into by Dennison. Sims will cover the bag at first, and he wins the foot race for the out. It's a 3-1 put out of Petrie for out number three. And a 1-2-3 frame ends the top of the sixth. Bottom half we go. Ballers have a couple outs to work with as they trail by three. Perez, Wilcomb, Hakarevic, two up, and we come back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Errol Perez leads off the bottom of the sixth inning. Kannapolis trailing 3-0, trying to avoid their second shutout of this series. As Errol Perez, George Wilco, Alec Makarevic stew up here in this bottom of the sixth. Still Seth Chavez on the bump. Lefty Daniel Gonzalez tossing for the Kannapolis Cannonballers down the line in right. As Chavez's first pitch to Perez is taken low and outside for ball one. Again, a doubleheader action today here in Kannapolis. Ballers and River Dogs squaring off for what is the final series between these two. 1-0. Swinging a foul tip off the bat of Perez for a 1-1 count. Wilco and Makarevic to follow. Perez 0 for 2 today with a pair of strikeouts. Perez will send wide and fire. Will Chavez is flowing outside, 2-1. Annapolis trailing 3-0, being out hit 7-3. It's been all River Dogs in this one. 2-1. Swinging a hard ground ball to third, eaten up by Polanco, and he'll field and fire across in time for the out. There's a 5-3 ground out, one down in this bottom of the sixth, and George Wilco digs in. As Miss Casey Betty has made her second appearance of this season, of the game today, I should say. Ballers bat dog. And it looks like our good buddy in Milton is down there as well. Milton, our general manager, Matt Millward's dog, and then Casey Betty, also under the tender loving care of our GM, Matt Millward. 0-1, your count now as Wilco goes chasing. Casey Betty on the bat dog duties here in the bottom of the sixth. 0-1 count on Wilco. Pitch from Chavez. Swing and a miss upstairs. It's nothing and two. Alec Makarevic, DH, is awaiting on deck. Bottom six, Ballers trail by three. Wilco trying to get on base for the first time in this game. He's likely got this at bat and probably not another one, unless a lot of offense happens in the seventh or even here in the sixth. 0-2 from Chavez. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball low and outside. Wilco goes chasing at it. And there's two outs into this bottom of the sixth. Two down now, and Chavez has his third punch out of the day. And Alec Makarevic is the batter due up. So Makarevic stands in. Two outs, single and a walk for him today against the River Dogs. He swings in the first pitch and misses. Nothing and one on Alec Makarevic. Toastier day here in Kannapolis. Cloudy skies. Expecting a potential pop-up maybe later today. 0-1 on the way. Breaking ball is a touch inside for a 1-1 count on Alec Makarevic. Again, a single and a walk today. He had a 2-RBI double last night. Handed Kannapolis the victory. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball right field. Backtracking Mateo, and just shy of the warning track, makes the catch for the out. 1-2-3 inning, and that'll send us into a break. Top seven we go. River Dogs lead 3-0 as Daniel Gonzalez, the arm, taking over on the bump. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live here in Kannapolis. Thank you. Switch hitter Adrian Santana leads it off. Top of the seventh inning as Daniel Gonzalez takes over on the bump. First pitch to Santana. He shows bunt and can't make contact. Nothing and one on Santana. Smith and Delgado to follow. Top seven, River Dogs lead 3-0. They are three outs away from a shutout victory in game one of this doubleheader action here in Kannapolis. Santana, Smith, and Delgado dig in. 0-1 on the way. Swinging a ground ball foul from Santana. The count is nothing and two. On Adrian Santana, the shortstop. Santana on the day, a double and a single. He grounded out to the second baseman Perez his last time up. This is the first time he is batting right-handed in this action today. 0-2 count, Gonzalez's pitch. Swinging a lifted fly ball into right, backtracking Wolko deep in the gap, and he makes the catch for the out on a F9 for Adrian Santana. There's the first out, and now standing in Aiden Smith. So Aiden Smith digs in, a single, walk, and a fly out. Excuse me, just a fielder's choice for Aiden Smith today. Gonzalez will line. Pitch on the way. 0 for ball one. Aiden Smith at the plate. Henderson Delgado to follow here. 1-0 from Gonzalez. A ground ball past Arcee Hernandez. That's into left for a base hit. And on it for the second time today with a single is Aiden Smith. A multi-hit game. And now Henderson Delgado will bat with one on and one out. Henderson Delgado hit by a pitch, a flyout, and a single today. So Kannapolis now has to deal with runners on. Daniel Gonzalez pitching, 6 foot, 360-pound lefty from Maracaibo, Venezuela. Taken over in relief of Hale Sims. First pitch, a sidearm throw, and now Smith breaks for second, safe at second. On a stolen base for Aiden Smith. That's another swiped base, his third of the day. And now one on at second with one out for Delgado, who has not seen a pitch yet from Daniel Gonzalez. Delgado digs in with Gonzalez trying to get through the inning. Not allowing anything else. Smith has his fifth stolen base as a River Dog. First pitch, this one gets by Pineda, and that'll be a wild pitch, moving Smith now to third. 1-0 count on Henderson Delgado. Walters trailing 3-0, and the River Dogs threatening for some more here. And this top of the seventh. 1-0 count with one out. Gonzalez, a deep breath, infield playing in. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball is inside of Delgado, 2-0. Narciso Polanco, third baseman, awaiting on deck. Top seven, River Dogs up 3-0 over Kannapolis. Winford Charleston would clinch the series victory, 2-0. Breaking ball catches the corner, 2-1. Aiden Smith at third. Showing off the blazing speed today with three stolen bases. He's advanced on two different wild pitches. Gonzalez is offering on the 2-1. This one swung on, lifted foul. Two balls and two strikes now on Henderson Delgado with time called. We're on the top of the seventh. Ballers trailing 3-0 to the Charleston River Dogs. Game one of the doubleheader. We'll see game two about 45 minutes after the conclusion of this game. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch on the way from Gonzalez. Breaking ball low and outside. 3-2. Smith at third. Delgado digging in with a full count for the sixth pitch of the at-bat. 3-2 delivered. Low and inside, ball four. Inning will continue now as Delgado reaches on the walk. Runners on the corners and one out. And Narciso Polanco, who is 2-for-3 today, will bat yet again for the Charleston River Dogs. Canapolis just get through this top of the seventh. Get to the bottom half. Narciso Polanco standing in, a single in the first, a double in the third, a strikeout swinging in the fifth. Gonzalez a look at first. First pitch on the way, runner going. Ground ball to first, diving stop, Dennison. Throw home, and safe at home is Nathan Smith. That'll score another run for the Charleston River Dogs up to second, Delgado. And Narciso Polanco will reach on the fielder's choice. Make it 4-0 River Dogs here, top of the seventh. Aiden Smith showing off the speed. And it'll be a fielder's choice to make it 4-0 Charleston. Two on, one out, and it's on El Mateo. Top seven with one out. On El Mateo today, 1-4-3, a single back in the first inning against Tanner McDougal. Pinch on the way from Gonzalez, high and away. Pineda leaps in, tries to make the catch. 1-0 your count. So 1-0 on Mateo. Ground out and a strikeout as well in the day for on El Mateo. Righty at 6'2", spent some time last year with Charleston. Also with the Complex League Rays team. 1-0. Low and inside, 2-0. Gonzalez struggling to find his best stuff today. This action against Charleston. He looked better in the opening game of the series. Two shutout innings with a walk and two punchouts. One runner has scored in the inning. It's Aiden Smith. And a fielder's choice. 2-0. Off the plate, and now three balls and no strikes on El Mateo. Time called, and Luis Pineda out to chat with Gonzalez as he's going to get a conversation of some strategy likely. Gonzalez had only allowed 7 earned runs over 45 and two-thirds innings in the Complex League and 36 bullpen appearances. He's not a guy that has allowed too much out of the pen. He's in his fourth appearance in a baller's uniform. Again, a 0 ERA against the River Dogs now has been jeopardized with a run allowed here in the top of the seventh. 3-0 your count with Mateo at the plate. Pitch delivered by Gonzalez, outside ball four. Four-pitch walk loads the bases now for Charleston. Delgado the third to second Polanco. Mateo has the free pass. And now with bases loaded and one out, it's J.D. Gonzalez due up. So J.D. Gonzalez will bat, and out comes Blake Hickman to talk to Daniel Gonzalez, who's had a bit of a rough go of it to start this game. He got a first batter flyout, but then a single, a walk, a fielder's choice, and a walk have made things tough for Gonzalez. J.D. Gonzalez 0-for-3. Strikeout and a couple of groundouts on the day for J.D. Gonzalez. And we're in the seventh inning of a doubleheader game. Game two of the doubleheader will be about 45 minutes after the conclusion of this one. We'll play 7 more innings and we'll see the day come to an end between these two sides. One out, Gonzalez is set. Pitch on the way. Fastball inside corner, 0-1. Gonzalez, a sidearm delivery. A funkier delivery. It's out of the innings rather quickly, quite usually. 0-1 on the way. Taken by Gonzalez. This one low and outside. A ball and a strike. Daniel Gonzalez in the bump. J.D. Gonzalez, the normally catcher for the River Dogs, today DHing. The 1-1 count. Pitch on the way from Gonzalez. Breaking ball low. Two balls and a strike now on J.D. Gonzalez. Two-one on Gonzalez with Enzo Paulino, first baseman, on deck for the Charleston River Dogs. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball catches the corner. 2-2 now as Gonzalez finds himself in a even count. It's Daniel Gonzalez, who again has not allowed anything but one run in his time with the Ballers up till today. Two to Gonzalez, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, a lefty-lefty matchup. Doesn't go quite well for J.D. Gonzalez. He's now 0-4, and with two outs and still two on for the River Dogs, it'll be Enzo Paulino. Enzo Paulino bats, first pitch on the way, a breaking ball catches the inside corner, nothing and one on the first baseman Enzo Paulino. 4-0 River Dogs lead, 8-3 in favor of Charleston. Gonzalez is set, nothing and one, pitch on the way, fouled off straight back, nothing and two. Enzo Paulino today, a pair of strikeouts and a ground out for the Charleston River Dogs. Gonzalez pitched two innings on Tuesday. One inning down in Columbia, one inning here against Salem. Nothing in two count, two outs. Pitch to Paulino. Breaking ball fouled off. Just got a piece of it, did Paulino. Count is 0-2. It's 68 miles an hour from Daniel Gonzalez. A very looping and slow pitch. Nothing and two on the way. Fastball just a touch low. And Paulino's at a 1-2 count. Jose Perez, left fielder, awaits on deck. Top seven. 4-0 Charleston leads here over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Doubleheader action today to another seven innings to follow after this one. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck it out, and there's a punch out. Enzo Paulino down on strikes. There's the third out as Gonzalez gets out of the inning finally. A pair of punch outs in the inning will go to the bottom of the seventh. Arcee Hernandez, Drake Logan, and Lyle Miller-Green do up Seth Chavez. On to trying to slam the door on the Ballers. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Street.
Arcee Hernandez, Drake Logan, Lyle Miller Green, the 3-2 up, bottom seven. Ballers trail by four here. Final inning of the first game of the doubleheader. First pitch from is off the plate for a strike. One call, though, as Arcee swings and misses. Nothing in one. Nobody out, bottom seven. Arcee one for two, a single and a strikeout in his action so far. 0-1 is on the inside corner. 0-2 now on Arcee Hernandez. Drake Logan, Lyle Miller Green to follow. Bottom seven, ballers trail by a 4-0 score here. They'll have a chance to avenge in game two of the doubleheader action today against these Charleston River Dogs. 0-2 count. Pitch on the way from Chavez. Swing and a miss on the 0-2 in the dirt. And a flip to first, and that'll confirm the strikeout. A K-2-3. Arcee Hernandez is going to finish this game, it seems, on a K-2-3. One down in the inning. Drake Logan digs in. Arcee is now 1-for-3 with a pair of punch-outs. Drake Logan, a fly-out and a strikeout today. Digging in with one out in the bottom of the seventh. Chavez set, first pitch on the way. A check swing, but it's outside. And Logan didn't go around. It's 1-0. Capolis and Charleston will square off for another seven innings. Just coming up shortly. 1-0. Logan takes, but it's on the lower part of the zone. Now a 1-1 count. Ball and a strike on Drake Logan. 1-1 pitch, ground ball towards first. Paulino eats it up and will field it for the out. A 3-U put out, that's out number two. And now all that stands between the River Dogs and a series win is now Lyle Miller Green. So Lyle Miller Green bats. Two outs, bottom seven. Strikeout and a fielder's choice for the tall righty bat of Miller Green. First pitch low and inside. And it is 1-0. 1-0 count on Miller Green, left fielder today. He's also played some first base and some right field for Patrick Leland. 1-0 from Chavez. Fastball up and away, 2-0. River Dogs are one out away from picking up a victory here in the first game of this doubleheader. 2-0 pitch. Fastball low and inside on the corner for a 2-1 count. On Miller Green. Chavez will line and fire. This one blasted high and deep left field. Trailing towards the line, Perez, and that'll land in the stands for a 2-2 count. Miller Green launched that one, but it's a little high and foul. Two balls and two strikes on Lyle Miller Green. Two-two count with two outs. Chavez is set on the bump, looking into the signs. 2-2. Check swing, and did he go around? No. It's now a full count on Lyle Miller Green. Luis Pineda, the batter on deck. Ballers have been held to three hits in the game. And Burrows with a single, and then Makarevic and Arcee Hernandez with a single back in the fourth. Ballers got one runner at third base in the first inning. That is it as far as offense in this one. Full count, two outs, payoff pitch. Miller Green ticks up and away, ball four. And that is a two-out free pass. Miller Green on base for the first time in this game. One on and two outs for Luis Pineda. So Pineda will dig in. And the runner on first and Miller Green. Not a lot of speed out there. Pineda will try to thump a ball into the outfield. Pitch on the way from Chavez, up and away for ball one. Ball and no strike. Chavez will offer the pitch. This one swung on and belts it high and deep into left center. Drifting back, Smith, warning track, wall, and it's out of here. Luis Pineda with a home run in the deepest part of the park. It's a two-run blast in the bottom of the seventh, and it won't be a shutout for Charleston as Pineda launches a two-run home run. Suddenly now 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Pineda has a home run to the deepest part of the yard, and digging in will be Mason Dennison. Pineda with his fifth home run of the year. Getting to the deepest part of the yard. It takes some big boy pop to get one out in left center over the tall wall. And the 20-foot walls out there in left and the center field. So two outs, and it's Mason Dennison. First pitch shows bunt, pulls it back. Doesn't matter, called strike as Chavez that gets ahead 0-1. So it won't be a shutout at least. Canapolis with their backs against the wall here. Two outs, bottom seven. Pitch on the way. Dennison takes outside for ball one. So Chavez surrenders a pair on a home run by Luis Pineda. 1-1 pitch. Dennison pops this one up foul. And drifting towards the line, that'll end up in the dugout. One ball, two strikes on Mason Dennison, the nine-hole batter for Canapolis. Top of the order, Ryan Burrows, the batter on deck. Should this one continue here in the bottom of the seventh? Ball and two strikes. Chavez is set. Pitch on the way to Dennison. Fastball right down Broadway. Bring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And that completes the ball game here. The first game of the doubleheader is complete as Canapolis and Charleston battle here in this seven-inning contest. And that sends us into the in-between portion of today's action. As Dennison strikes out looking 4-2 your final. Charleston takes game one as we'll get a start time on game two and let you know, of course, here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. As it looks like we're going to have game two of this action about 45 or so minutes from now, as we will send this into an extended break here and we'll get you set for game two of this doubleheader action. We'll be right back in some time with the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live here in Canapolis. Ballers and River Dogs will square off for seven more innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back. We're going to go off air, but we'll pop back on for game two in just a minute. Have a great one, everyone. Game two, doubleheader action in Canapolis, North Carolina. Technically, the Charleston River Dogs in their all gray uniforms are the home team for this second game of the doubleheader. Ryan Burrows leads it off here in this top of the first inning. Ballers will bat first. Charleston River Dogs in the field as Burrows, McCants, and Harold Perez, the 3-2 up to start game two of this doubleheader action just after 4 o'clock here on the East Coast. Pleasure to have you join us today. Dan Helody on the call for today's action between the Ballers and the Charleston River Dogs as Ryan Burrows, T.J. McCants, and Harold Perez, the 3-2 up for the Ballers. Top one against Herlin Rosario. Fastball, curveball, changeup, slider for the righty. First pitch delivered at 416. Ground ball to third base. Polanco makes the play and muscles a throw over to first in time for the out. 5-3 ground out on the first pitch for Ryan Burrows. And with one out, it's T.J. McCants, two up. And it's a 4-16 first pitch. And game two of the doubleheader action today. Canapolis and Charleston will play seven more innings at the least. The Ballers and the River Dogs battling. And the game is seven of this technically seven-game series. First pitch on the way. This one lifted into center field by McCants. After it, in center field, Diaz tracking, warning track, leaps and collides with the wall. Does he make the catch? Yes, he does. for the out. A nice play in center by John Diaz. He makes the catch for out number two. F8 for McCanson. Quickly, there's two outs in the inning. And two up is the shortstop, Harold Perez. So Perez digs in against Erlene Rosario, 6'3", 210-pound righty. Born February 15th of 2002, international free agent signing in 2021 by the Tampa Bay Rays. First start of the year and first start on the mound since 2022 for Erlene Rosario. First pitch on the outside corner to Harold Perez, and the count is 0-1. Kannapolis has faced Erlene Rosario a couple of times this season, including on opening day down in Charleston, a one on the plate, and it's out in the outside corner for a called strike, 0-2. Raul Perez the plate, George Wolko awaiting on deck. 0-2 fastball is a touch upstairs for ball one. Wolko bats fourth in the order. Alec Makarevic's first baseman bats fifth. Rony Hernandez catching bats sixth. Arxie Hernandez at third base as the 1-2 lifted high and foul. The count still, ball and two strikes. Arxie Hernandez third base seventh. Nathan Archer left fielder bats eighth. And batting ninth is Sam Antonacci for the Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization in this second game of the doubleheader between these two sides. On the mound is Erlene Rosario. He works from the windup, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. A breaking ball fools Perez, and there's a strikeout for Errol Perez, and Erlene Rosario has his first of the day. And it's a nothing inning for Kannapolis. No runs, no hits. Nowheres and nobody left on. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Charleston will bat. Polanco, Diaz, and Hizak do up when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live here in Atrium Health Ballpark. Second game of the doubleheader. Manuel Veloz takes the bump for the Ballers. Narciso Polanco, John Diaz, Connor Hizak, the 3-2 up for the Charleston River Dogs. Bottom of the first inning in a scoreless game. Game 2 of the doubleheader action today in Kannapolis. Manuel Veloz gets the start for Game 2 of this doubleheader. It's his 13th appearance, second start in a Ballers uniform this season. He is 2-1, a 2.89 ERA, 6'2 righty. It's the start. He's from San Carlos, Venezuela. This one off the plate to Narciso Polanco. The count is 1-0. Polanco, Diaz, and Hizak do up. Veloz winds and fires on the 1-0. Ground ball to second. Antonacci with a clean play. And on to first he goes for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out for Narciso Polanco. One down. And do up is John Diaz, the center fielder. So John Diaz will stand in with one out in this bottom of the first. Kannapolis and Charleston squaring off. This is a makeup game. After a couple of weeks ago when the Ballers are down in Charleston, the weather was just a touch too much for the two sides to make this one up. Off the plate on the 1-0 now as Diaz is at the plate for the River Dogs. From the wind, 1-0 to Diaz is fouled off up here. Heads up. Count is 1-1 on John Diaz, the center fielder. Connor Hizak, left fielder, bats third. Batting fourth, Enderson Delgado, the DH. Batting fifth, Rodelis Martinez, the catcher. The 1-1 for Veloz. Ground ball to second again. And Tanachi to his right, a busy man. And he makes the throw over in time for the out. Two ground balls to Sam Antonacci, and both outs recorded here in this bottom of the first. Two outs, so now Connor Hizak, left fielder, digs in. So Hizak will bat with two outs and nobody on base. Carlos Colmenares at second base today. Bats in the seventh spot. Jose Perez at first today. Bats eighth and batting ninth is Ricardo Gonzalez for the Charleston River Dogs. Pitch on the way from Veloz is off the plate for ball one. Charleston have already clinched the victory in this series. They're up 4-2. 1-0 is low from Veloz, and the count works to 2-0 on Connor Hizak. Veloz works from the windup, 2-0. Fastball finds the zone, and the count is 2-1. Last time out in Columbia, allowed one run on four hits. 2 1/3 innings down in Columbia at Segra Park. 2-1 changeup, swing and a miss. 2 balls and 2 strikes. First appearance against Charleston this year for Manuel Veloz. Every time the Ballers and River Dogs have faced off, he's been either up with the Charlotte Knights or up the Winston-Salem Dash. 2 balls and 2 strikes from the windup. Pitch delivered. Swinging a foul ball off the foot of Hizak, and the count stays put 2-2. 2-2 your count with two outs, bottom first. Defensively for Kannapolis in this game, Archer, McCants, Wolko in the outfield. In the infield, Arxie, Hernandez, Perez, Antonacci, and Makarevic. Behind the dish is Ronnie Hernandez. 2-2 fouled off. Hizak got just a piece of it, and it's 2-2. Kannapolis falling in the first game of today's doubleheader action, 4-2. Manuel Veloz just trying to get through this inning without allowing much else for Charleston. 2-2 from the windup, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A 1-2-3 hitting for both sides in the first inning. And that'll send us into a break. Top two we go. Ballers and River Dogs in the game two of the doubleheader today. Top two and due up for the River Dogs, for the Ballers, I should say, is Wolko, Makarevic, and Ronnie Hernandez. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Lefty power batted, George Wolko leads off top of the second here in Kannapolis. Makarevic, Ronnie Hernandez to follow. Charleston, the home team in game two of this doubleheader today. As Wolko stands in, first time he'll face Herlene Rosario in this action today. First pitch on the way from the righty. Fastball is up and in for ball one for Wolko. Bullpen game for both sides, so not really any arms that are starters will be burned in this second game of the doubleheader. 1-0 ground ball to first, backhanded by Perez, and a foot race to first is won by Perez. A 3-2 put out for out number one. Alec Makarevic's first baseman is digging in. Makarevic's first baseman bats, hero in last night's action for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, gave him a 2-RBI double to take the lead and give him a 4-3 win. First pitch is a swinging bat, And the bat goes flying into the dugout. He misses on the foul ball, nothing and one. As Makarevic's going to need to put some more sticky stuff on the bat, he loses the grip. And the count is nothing and one. Makarevic's a little too loose a grip on the bat. So has to go apply some sticky stuff. And he'll stand in with a nothing and one count. Makarevic's a former ECU Pirate and spent one here with NC State. 0-1 pitch from Rosario. This one swung on, belted into right. Backtracking Mateo, looking up, warning track. Wall, and it's off the wall. That one will bounce. No, infield umpire Sam Harris calling it a home run. Infield umpire Sam Harris calling it a home run. And it's going to be a four-bagger for Alec Makarevic. That ball is gone. Makarevic will have his first home run as a baller. And Kannapolis is taking a lead here in the top of the second. It is 1-0 as the ballers jump ahead here by a score of 1-0. And digging in is Rony Hernandez. That ball clearly hits something out in right field and bounced into the field of play as Rony pops this one up. This one in the infield. Under it is the shortstop now, Gonzalez. He'll make the catch for the out on the P6. Two outs now, and Arxi Hernandez will bat as the ballers jump ahead 1-0 here on a home run for Makarevic. Arxi Hernandez gets his first AB of the day against Rosario. First pitch lifted down the line and right. This one might stay in fair play, drifting in, and it'll fall in the baller's bullpen area. Nothing in one count on Arxi Hernandez. Still a good amount of fans holding on strong here for game two of this doubleheader action. Hawaiian shirt day giveaway and cheer wine day here at the ballpark. 0-1 pinch from Rosario. Arxi pops this one up, right side of the infield. First baseman Perez under it has to backpedal and makes the catch for the out into shallow right, so a P3. And there's the third out, but Makarevic gives the ballers their first run of the game. It's a solo home run, and Kannapolis is on top 1-0. We'll go to the second in the bottom half. It'll be Delgado, Martinez, and Mateo do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Anderson Delgado leads off bottom of the second inning. Ballers up 1-0 on a solo homer from Alec Makarevic into right field. Ballers and River Dogs battling for the final time this series and the final time this regular season. First pitch for Veloz is in there on a called strike. 0-1 on Anderson Delgado. Manuel Veloz gets through the first inning rather sharply with a strikeout to end the inning. 0-1 ground ball foul, nothing and two. 0-2 your count. On Anderson Delgado, Rodelis Martinez, Anel Mateo due up to follow here for Kannapolis and Charleston. Manuel Veloz in his second inning of work. He's gone as many as five innings in an outing this year. 0-2 now the count. Moves to 1-2 as Delgado watches it inside. Veloz is 1-0 in starts this season. He made a start down in Myrtle against Myrtle Beach here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2 tapped foul. And the count stays put there at 1-2. Veloz struck out 9 over 5 shutout innings with no walks, 4 hits. And is outing against Myrtle Beach here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2 from the windup. Pitch on the way. Fastball up and in for now a 2-2 count. Veloz has 6 different pitches he can toss. Definitely likes to use a good mix of them, especially when he's a starting arm. Swinging a foul tip from Delgado, still 2-2. Veloz, a fastball, cutter, sinker, changeup, slider, and a slurve for the righty from Venezuela. Delgado standing in with Martinez awaiting. 2-2. Swinging a pop up in the infield, drifting into foul ground. That'll end up in the seats. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Anderson Delgado. Long AB gets a little longer here. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming. That one popped foul by Delgado. From the windup, 2-2 in the way. Ground ball towards third. Arcee to his left. Can't make the play. That's in the left for a base hit. Anderson Delgado has the first hit of the game for the Charleston River Dogs. One on and nobody out. Rodelis Martinez will bat. One on and nobody out. Rodelis Martinez, the catcher, digs in. Manuel Veloz. Righty has now a base runner to deal with. Delgado, not a lot of speed over there, as Veloz will snap a throw over, not in time, for his first pitch to Rodelis Martinez. First pitch to the plate. Martinez watches it. Sail outside for a 1-0 count on the River Dogs catcher. Cloudy skies here in Kannapolis, keeping the sunshine away and the temperatures a little lower. Certainly helpful for the time being. 1-0 is a fastball, lower part of the zone for now, a 1-1 count. Veloz set, first pitch was a ball, second pitch a foul ball, and that one's in there, 1-2. So ball and two strikes on Rodelis Martinez with Anel Mateo following up for the Charleston River Dogs. Delgado is at first after the single. Veloz going to follow up after his last really solid start. 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Ronnie Hernandez. 2 balls and 2 strikes, bottom two. Veloz, a long look at first. It'll come set and look home, 2-2. So we're going to ground ball to first. Makarevic's back hands to second for one on to first, and no double play as Rodelis Martinez reaches on the fielder's choice. Out at second, though, on a 3-6 put out is Anderson Delgado. So one on and one out now for Anel Mateo, the right fielder. So Anel Mateo played in the game earlier today. Will now get a chance to bat against Manuel Veloz. The righty comes set. A good lead at first for Rodelis. First pitch, Mateo takes outside corner. Nothing and one on Angel Mateo. Bottlers lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Alec Makarevic with a solo homer in the top of the second. A 1-1 count, one out, pitch on the way, swing and a miss. 0-2 your count on Angel Mateo. And Ballers, of course, after today, will get a day off and then head to Fayetteville for six games against the Woodpeckers. Charleston will head back home to host Myrtle Beach. Mateo lifts the 0-2 in the left. Backtracking Archer on the warning track makes the catch for the out. Martinez is going to tag for second, and he fakes him out. As back to first he goes. So an F7 for Mateo. There's the second out. Carlos Colmenares, second baseman, will dig in for the River Dogs. So Charleston having a couple of opportunities to put some base runners on. But instead here, it's two outs. And Colmenares digs in. First pitch from Veloz. This one line past Makarevic's foul. And the count is nothing and one. Makarevic's almost made the snag and a line drive from Colmenares. Colmenares playing for just the second time this week. Former extremely highly touted prospect out of Venezuela. Signed for $3 million in 2021. Just hasn't seemed to have found his way here. At San Felipe, Venezuela is Carlos Colmenares. He swings on the 0-1 in a center for a base hit. McCancel field. Up to second goes Rodelis Martinez. And Carlos Colmenares has the second hit of the game for the Charleston River Dogs. Two on now, two outs. And Jose Perez, the first baseman, will stand in against Manuel Veloz. So Veloz has allowed a couple of base runners in this second inning. Charleston starting to put the pedal to the metal a touch more here against these Kannapolis Cannonballers. Veloz using a six-pitch mix, trying to keep the base runners and the batter off balance. Of course, Veloz likes to limit the base runners. Not a huge strikeout guy, just one so far in the day. Two outs, a look over. First pitch popped up. This one drifting into foul ground. It'll end up in the seats for a nothing and one count. Nothing and one on Jose Perez. Ricardo Gonzalez, shortstop, awaits on deck. He's the ninth batter of the order. 0-1 your count. Veloz's pitch is a ground ball to second, fielded by Antonacci. And on to first he goes for the out. That'll send it into a break as Antonacci gets another put out at second. And to the third we go. Kannapolis still leads 1-0. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Due up with the Ballers, Archer, Antonacci, and Burrows, and we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Left fielder Nathan Archer digs in. He'll lead off top of the third inning. Ballers up 1-0 over the Charleston River Dogs. Alec Makarevics being the difference maker with a solo home run in that top of the second. Erlene Rosario still on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. A wind and a fire. First pitch. Fastball upstairs for ball one to Nathan Archer. Archer had the game off in the first game of this action. Wind and fire is Rosario's 1-0. A lifted foul ball over our heads, and it's 1-1. Antonacci and Ryan Burrows to follow. Top of the third, Kannapolis up 1-0. Looking to make it a third win on the week. 1-1 popped up into shallow left, backtracking Polanco, but called off by the shortstop Gonzalez. And Archer is down for the P6. One down, and nine-hole batter Sam Antonacci will be the batter. Antonacci, the second baseman, will stand in against Erlene Rosario. Fifth rounder out of Coastal Carolina for the White Sox. First pitch in their called strike. Nothing and one on Sam Antonacci, second baseman. Antonacci has been a very active player in the field today for Kannapolis. 0-1 is on the inside corner. Two pitch, Antonacci watches it inside, cornering him up, got him, looking, called strike three. Antonacci not a fan of the call. He'll let Cam Jones, the home plate umpire, know how he feels, and then walk back to the dugout. Two outs, nobody on base for Ryan Burrows here in the top of third. Burrows 0-1, a ground out to the third baseman in Polanco. Rosario threw the order first time as Burrows swings, launches a fly ball left field, trailing towards the line. Isaac on the run, makes the for the out, a fly out into left for Ryan Burrows. That's the third out, another quick 1-2-3 inning here in this top of the third, and no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Bottom three we go. Gonzalez, Polanco, and Diaz do up bottom three, and Kannapolis ahead 1-0. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. And Valley Live, it's 1-0 Ballers on top over Charleston. Bottom of the third, 9-1-2, two up for the Charleston River Dogs. Ricardo Gonzalez digs in, first pitch, inside corner, nothing and one. As Polanco and Diaz to follow, bottom three, Ballers and River Dogs battling for the final time this series. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball is a touch low for a 1-1 count. Ricardo Gonzalez, Narciso Polanco, John Diaz do up, bottom three, Veloz's pitch. Fastball a touch inside, and it's now 2-1 of Ricardo Gonzalez. Polanco and Diaz to follow. Veloz has looked sharp through two innings. One strikeout, no runs on it. Two hits for Charleston, 2-1. Fastball misses inside. 3-1 now on Ricardo Gonzalez, the 9-hole batter. Some darker clouds starting to roll in here in Kannapolis. 3-1 pitch from Veloz. Fastball upstairs, ball four. And it's a leadoff walk to Ricardo Gonzalez. First walk of the day for Manuel Veloz. That puts one on for the River Dogs with nobody out. Narciso Polanco, the third baseman, lefty bat, digs in. Polanco grounded out to Antonacci in the first inning. Antonacci's had three groundouts his way through the first time in the order. First pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Narciso Polanco, international free agent signee in 2022 out of Sanchez, Dominican Republic. Lefty bat at 5'11", 160. Flows his 0-1. Line drive into right. That'll get through for a base hit. Polanco fields in right, deep in the corner, throw comes in, holding at third is Gonzalez, a double though for Narciso Polanco, makes it now 2-1 for the River Dogs, and still nobody out, digging in is John Diaz. Polanco got to the ball deep in the corner, but a well-hit ball from the top of the order in Narciso Polanco. So now bottom three, 2-1. No outs still in the inning for the Ballers on defense. So Veloz having to kind of muscle his way through this inning. First pitch to John Diaz. A big swing and a foul tip. Nothing and one. 0-1 on Diaz. His first time up. Grounded out to Antonacci. Veloz is set. 0-1 pitch. Fastball inside corner, nothing and two on John Diaz. Connor Hyzak, left fielder, awaits on deck. Bottom three, Ballers up 1-0. Charleston threatening here. Follows sets from the stretch, 0-2 on the way. Fastball a touch low. 1-2 on John Diaz. 91 mile an hour heater from Veloz. Runs inside and low. Ball and two strikes. Pitch delivered. Breaking ball up and away. 2-2 on John Diaz. Connor Hyzak, left fielder, is awaiting on deck. 2-2 pitch from Veloz. A ground ball. And it's still 2-2. Veloz is getting up there in the pitch count. He's at 44 pitches, 30 strikes. Long AB here for Diaz. This is the sixth pitch of the at-bat. Veloz sent, looks in for the signs. 2-2. Fastball is just a bit upstairs for ball three. Diaz at the plate against Manuel Veloz. 3-2 pitch on the way. So we're going to foul tip, and we'll see an eighth pitch of the at-bat. Full count, nobody out. Bottom three, Ballers up 1-0. Payoff pitch. Ground ball towards second. Antonacci deep in the hole to his left makes the play. Can't make a play, though, anywhere. A single deep in the hole for John Diaz at second. Up to third goes Polanco. Gonzalez scores, and we are tied now in the bottom of the third. It's an RBI single for John Diaz. And now with nobody out still and two on for the River Dogs on the corners, Connor Hyzak dig it in. So an RBI single for Diaz. Makes it a 1-1 game here in this bottom of the third. Isaac over one with a strikeout. Fellows looking in for the signs. Good lead at first. Dive back in, and safely back in at first is Diaz. Still nobody out bottom third. Looking in for the signs is Veloz. First pitch, line drive over the head of the shortstop, Perez in a left base hit. And the River Dogs have taken a lead here in the bottom of the third. Scoring is Polanco from third up to second, Diaz. And Connor Hizak has an RBI single of his own today. Two straight RBI singles for the River Dogs have made it a 2-1 game. And 2-1, nobody out. Here comes Blake Hickman to talk to Veloz. As digging in will be Anderson Delgado. Charleston's been able to muscle some offense together against Veloz. Bottom three, Kannapolis. Now trailing 2-1 to Charleston. Charleston technically the home team in the second game of the doubleheader. Blake Hickman is done talking to Veloz. We'll see Anderson Delgado dig in, fifth batter of the inning. But still just nobody out. Delgado stands in, first time up, singled into a leadoff batter. Pitch on the way from Veloz. Inside 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Anderson Delgado digging in for the second time in this game. Veloz a deep breath. Looking at second. Back to second. A snap throw. Not in time. Ball and no strikes. Nobody out, bottom three. River Dogs up 2-1 now. They've strung together a bunch of hits. Three against Veloz here in the third. 1-0 low and inside. Almost hits Delgado. It's 2-0. Cordelis Martinez, the catcher, awaits on deck. Bottom third, 2-0 count. 2-1 Charleston on top over Kannapolis in the final game of this doubleheader. Veloz is set, looks at second. 2-0 delivered. Ground ball to first, Makarevic's will field. The second for one on to first. Double play is in order. It's a 3-6-1 double play. Hizak out at second on the 3-6 for the first out. 3-6-1, Delgado retired for the second out. Up to third goes Diaz, and now a runner on third. Two outs, and it's Rodelis Martinez. So Rodelis Martinez will stand in. First time up for him, he reached on a fielder's choice against Manuel Veloz. It's now Tyler Davis up and going to get loose. First pitch from Veloz. Inside, ball one. Bottom three, River Dogs lead 2-1. Tyler Davis up getting loose for the ballers in the bullpen in right. 1-0 from the righty. Outside corner, strike one. Rodelis Martinez of the first game of the doubleheader off. Stands in here against Veloz, looking to get on base yet again today. Swings on the 1-1, lifted into right. Drifting over Wolko, should stay in the yard, and indeed it will for the flyout for Rodelis Martinez. F9 is had. There's the third out, and we're three innings down in the game two of the doubleheader. As back on the mound will go Erlene Rosario. Top four we go. Ballers trail by a run. It's 2-1. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ McCants, Searle, Perez, George Wolko dig in. Top of the fourth inning. McCants, Perez, Wolko. First pitch from Erlene Rosario. The fourth is off the plate for ball one. McCants flew into center his first time up in this top of the first inning. Again, Ballers, the visiting team in a game two of the doubleheader today. 1-0 low and inside, and the count is two balls and no strikes. Perez and Wolko to follow. Top four, River Dogs lead 2-1. Ballers got some offense in the second from an Alec Makarevic solo home run. Then a pair of RBI singles, John Diaz and Connor Hyzak, gave the River Dogs the lead, 2-0. Up and inside for a 3-0 count. Perez and Wolko will follow McCants, 3-0. Inside corner, three balls and a strike. T.J. McCants, a 16th rounder out of Alabama. Also spent a lot of time at Ole Miss. 3-1 delivered. Swing and a miss. A regretted swing by McCants. He definitely wants to take that one back. It's 3-2. Full count, nobody out. Rosario's pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul. McCants took a nice swing, but it's fouled back. Nothing to report. So a 3-2 count. Rosario out of the pen this year for Charleston's only gone as many as three innings, so this is going to be a new season long if there gets one more out. 3-2. Fastball, there it is. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three, and T.J. McCants is down on strikes as McCants is the first punch-out victim of the fourth. Overall, the third of the day for Rosario. With one on the board as an out, it is Earl Perez. Rosario from the windup, first pitch to Perez is a fastball outside corner, nothing and one. Canapolis trailing 2-1, being out hit 5-1. Second game of the doubleheader action today. 0-1 count, Perez winds and he'll fire Will Rosario, swing and a miss, nothing and two. Perez can't make contact and he says he can't see. Motioning to home plate umpire Cam Jones saying, I can't see the ball. 0-2, sharp line drive. He saw that one. It's bounced down the line and left. Perez will turn it in for second. Fielding it in left is Hyzak, and Perez pulls up at second. It's a double for Harold Perez. And one on, one out, it's George Wolko. Perez was looking at the home plate umpire saying, I can't see the ball. And the offering from Rosario, which is, of course, a little bit of a different scenario. So Wolko bats, one on, one out for Canapolis. Tying run is on base. First pitch on the way, a swing and a miss on a breaking ball outside, nothing and one. Olko grounded out to Perez, his first time up. That was at first. Oh-1 count with one out, pitch delivered. Swinging a hard line drive into right. That'll get through for a base hit. Perez being waved home. Throw comes in from right. Cut off by Perez at first and a throw to second. And Wolko's called out at second on the play, but it does score the run. Perez crosses the plate on the RBI hit from Wolko. And out on the 9-3, looks like 6 for the second out. And now two outs and a tie game. Now again 2-2 in this top of the fourth. Alec Makarevic stands in. Makarevic stands in against Erlene Rosario. First pitch, this one swung on and popped up. On the right side, left side of the infield, under at third baseman Polanco makes the catch for the out. And there's a P5 third out of the inning for Kannapolis at the plate. Bottom four, ballers even things up on a George Wolko RBI single. Scoring Errol Perez after his double. Veloz will return to the bump, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Manuel Veloz still on the bump here. Bottom four ballers are in the field. Bottom fourth, and Anel Mateo digs in. First pitch, swinging a ground ball, foul, nothing and one on Anel Mateo. Colmenares and Perez to follow. Bottom four, 2-2 your score. Tie game between these two sides. A doubleheader here in Kannapolis. Second game of the doubleheader today. 2-7 inning contest. So one swing and a miss. Nothing and two now on Anel Mateo. Teo flew out into left his last time up. Nothing and two pitch on the way. Ground ball to third. Arxie Hernandez will field and fire across on a first in time for the out. A 5-3 ground out. There's one down and standing in Carlos Colmenares, the second baseman. So Carlos Colmenares, who had a single his first time up. And in for the River Dogs. From the line, Veloz his first pitch. Swinging a high fly ball in the center. Backtracking McCants, but catch made for the out. F8 for Colmenares. There's the second out. Now Jose Perez, the first baseman, will bat. Two outs in this bottom of the fourth. Pitch from Veloz to Perez. Catches the inside corner. Nothing and one. Veloz is at 59 pitches, 41 strikes. So likely he'll see his day come to an end soon. Tyler Davis is warming. Nothing and one is in there for a called strike. Nothing and two. Nothing and two, pinch to Perez. This one fouled off down the line. Still nothing and two on Jose Perez, the first baseman. Ricardo Gonzalez awaits on deck. Perez grounded out to Antonacci at second for the out. His first at-bat of the day. 0-2 from the line, pitch delivered. So another foul ball, 0-2 still. Some darker clouds rolling in still here in Kannapolis. No weather as of yet. It seemingly is starting to show its face. 0-2 fouled off. Perez has fouled off three pitches in a row. We'll see a sixth pitch of the at-bat between Veloz and Perez. O-2 count, two outs, pitch delivered. Ground ball up the middle, Veloz can't field, and Tanachi can't either. It's into center for a base hit. Rounding and stopping at first will be Perez on a single up the middle. Jose Perez with a ground ball up the middle, a tough play for Antonacci to make, and one on, two outs for Ricardo Gonzalez. So Ricardo Gonzalez digs in after a single from Jose Perez. Two outs, and here comes Patrick Leland. Looks like Manuel Veloz's day is done as he goes 64 pitches, 3 2/3 innings, and two runs on six hits for the River Dogs, as it looks like Tyler Davis will enter out of the pen for Kannapolis. That'll send us into a break. Davis takes over when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live, as Manuel Veloz's day is done here in Kannapolis. Tyler Davis takes over the mump for the Ballers. 6'3", 210-pound, 24-year-old. First pitch of the day is grounded foul, nothing and one. Behind the nine-hole batter, Ricardo Gonzalez, is Tyler Davis in relief of Manuel Veloz. Six hits, one walk, one punch out, and 3 2/3 innings for Veloz. As now Tyler Davis takes over, a snap throw to first, and it's not in time. Nothing and one, your count. With Ricardo Gonzalez digging in here. A one from Davis is upstairs and inside for now, a 1-1 count. Narciso Polanco, the batter on deck for the Charleston River Dogs. Davis taking over second appearance of the week as this one fouled off in the 1-1. A ball and two strikes now on Ricardo Gonzalez. Tyler Davis pitched just 2 days ago. Two innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, two punch-outs. Davis on the first base side of the rubber. Set and fire pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Tyler Davis gets the punch out. That will end the inning, and we'll go to the top of the fifth. Still a 2-2 game. Gonzalez strikes out for the third out, and we will see you in the top of the fifth when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. New arm of the way for the River Dogs, presumably, and indeed it is the lefty Dalton Fowler. Well, Harleen Rosario, in his first start since 2022, goes four innings, two runs on, three hits, no walks, and three punch-outs as Dalton Fowler, the lefty, takes over. Lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch sails over the glove of the catcher, Rodelis Martinez, for a 1-0 count now, as it'll be Ronnie Hernandez, Arxie Hernandez, and Nathan Archer to bat here. Top five, 2-2 game here in Kannapolis. Ballers are the road team technically here. And a game at two with a doubleheader. And Dalton Fowler's 1-0 is low and inside for a 2-0 count on Ronnie Hernandez. Fowler, 6'6", 200-pound southpaw. A former Memphis Tiger in the American Athletic Conference is Dalton Fowler. Lefty set on the bump. 2-0 to Ronnie Hernandez. Taken on the upper part of the zone, but it's too high, 3-0. Fowler, a ninth rounder in 2023. By the Tampa Bay Rays as Hernandez gets the walk to start the inning. So a free pass issued to Ronnie Hernandez, and now one on and nobody out for Arxie Hernandez. So Arxie digs in, first pitch on the way, a fastball inside corner. Count is nothing and one on Arxie Hernandez. Dalton Fowler appeared just a couple of nights ago. One inning, one walk, three punch outs for the tall lefty. No one delivered. Arxie fouls this one off. Up here, heads up. Nothing and two on Arxie Hernandez. 0-2 count. On Arxie with nobody out. Pitch on the way from Fowler. Swung on, fouled off at 98. Off the arm of Dalton Fowler. Nothing in 2-year count on Arxie Hernandez. Nathan Archer awaiting to face the lefty. Fowler pitched in the first game of the series. That was back on Tuesday. Nothing and two on Arxie Hernandez, who popped out to Perez at first base his first time up. Pitch delivered. So we got a ground ball foul. Arxie stays alive at nothing and two. Nathan Archer waiting on deck. Two count, nobody out. Arxie a slightly open stance. Fowler's 0-2. Swung on and lifted in the air into left center, drifting over is Hizak, but called off by Diaz in center for the out. And there's an F8 for out number one. Digging in now is Nathan Archer, the left fielder. Archer stands in a pop out in his first at bat. Former Bowling Green outfielder. First pitch from Fowler, low and outside for ball one. Counted as one ball, no strikes on Nathan Archer. Ronnie Hernandez still at first base. After the free pass. 1-0 to Archer. Swinging a weak tapper down the line, a fair ball. Tagged by Perez, a collision. Archer is called out. Up to second goes Ronnie Hernandez. And Perez is going to make the tag. So a 3-2 put out of Archer. Two outs, and Tanachi stands in with a runner on second. Hernandez at second, and Tanachi digging in. First time up, he struck out looking against the starter, Herlin Rosario. First pitch from Fowler, and the lefty-lefty matchup, low and outside for ball one. 2-2 your score, Kannapolis with a go-ahead run at second. Fowler looking over there, 1-0 pitch. Lower part of the zone, 1-1. Fowler 2-3 on the season, 4.38 ERA for the Charleston River Dogs. Ball and a strike, pitch to Antonacci. Just a bit outside for ball two, didn't miss by much. Ryan Burrows, the leadoff batter, awaits on deck, top five. 2-2 your score here in Kannapolis. 2-1 from Fowler. Fastball just a bit outside for ball three. Didn't miss by much at all. And Archer, who after this play is Antonacci batting. It's a 3-1 count. Antonacci working a good at-bat. Fowler's pinch. Antonacci smokes a ball foul down the left field line. Count will run full. So a full count, two outs. Top of the fifth, 2-2 your score. Fowler looking in for the signs. Charleston infield playing to pull. Pitch delivered. Antonacci swings and misses, a foul tip into the middle. Rodales Martinez for strike three, a KFT. And Dalton Fowler gets the third out. It's his first punch out of the day. And that sends us into the bottom half of the fifth. Top of the order, Polanco, Diaz, and Hizak do up. And we come back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live. Thank you. Narciso Polanco digs in, bottom of the fifth inning, 2-2 your score. River Dogs and Ken Ballers are tied. Tyler Davis' first pitch. Polanco smokes a line drive into right, drops in front of Wolko for a base hit. First pitch, and just like that, it is Narciso Polanco who has a multi-hit game. That is another multi-hit game, his second of the day. And with one on, nobody out, it's John Diaz. Diaz, an RBI single in the third inning. And a ground out in the first to Antonacci. Davis Gill off of the pitch. Low one inside for ball one to John Diaz. One-oh count. Davis offers to Diaz a breaking ball inside corner, and the count is 1-1. Tyler Davis, a two-way player at Sam Houston State in college, playing the field and the pitching. Signed away from the Oakland Ballers. 1-1 is off the plate for now, a 2-1 count. Davis signed away from the Oakland Ballers in the Pioneer League. And one hit of the plate and tallied 9 strikeouts in 7 games. 2-1. Low one inside, 3-1. 3 balls and a strike on Tyler Davis. John Diaz. Davis on the bump. Connor Hyzak awaiting on deck. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball gets Diaz fooled. It's 3-2. Still a decent crowd holding on for game two of the doubleheader today. Between these two sides. Full count, nobody out. Davis's payoff. Weak grounder back to the mound. Fielded by Davis. Throws the second for one on to first. And no double play as it is Diaz safe at first base. Out at second, though, is Polanco on the 1-4, it appears. 1-6, excuse me. So one down in the inning and a runner on for Connor Hyzak. Hyzak digs in. With one down in the bottom of the fifth, Hyzak and an RBI single and a strikeout today. Pitch from Davis is up and in for ball one. 1-0 count on Hyzak. Pitch on the way from Davis. Fastball up and in for now a 2-0 count. Two balls and no strikes. Connor Hyzak, left fielder for the Charleston River Dogs. 2-0. Low one outside. Squirts by Pineda. And up to second goes Diaz. A wild pitch by the Armin Tyler Davis. Puts a runner now in scoring position for the Charleston River Dogs. Three balls and no strikes on Connor Hyzak, the former Mississippi State Bulldog. 3-0 count, Davis in a hole against Hyzak. Pitch on the way. Low and outside, ball four. And Hyzak walks just like that. Ronnie Hernandez couldn't find the ball. That'll be a free pass issue to Hyzak. So Diaz still at second, and Hyzak reaches on the free pass. First walk of the day for Davis. And now 2-1, one out for Anderson Delgado, and here comes Blake Hickman. So Delgado's going to dig in, but in comes Blake Hickman to talk to Tyler Davis. Delgado a single and a ground out into a double play his last time up. Annapolis and Charleston battling for the seventh time this week. 4 wins for Charleston, 2 for Kannapolis. Ballers would like to make it just a 1-game loss. Certainly tracking here in the bottom of the fifth for a potential 2-game loss. Charleston certainly cooking on offense. Delgado digging in. Davis's first pitch. Dirt and low, blocked by Hernandez. 1-0. Anderson Delgado, a single and a ground out into a double play. Davis on the way to the plate. 1-0 is fouled off. 1-1 now on the River Dogs DH. Cornelius Martinez, the batter on deck. Bottom 5-2-2 game here between these two sides. Close contest for the Ballers and River Dogs in the final game of the doubleheader action today. 1-1 pitch from Davis. Smoke down the line, high and foul. Delgado has a 1-2 count. Tyler Davis entering today 0-0, entering with a 3.47 ERA. 28 punch-outs, 244 on the bone in batting average. Ball and two strikes, Davis's pitch. Swinging a little looper into left, down the line, foul ball. Ball and two strikes on Delgado. That one almost was trouble and then some. One-two count on Delgado with Martinez awaiting in the wings for Charleston. Looking in for the signs. What is Tyler Davis? 1-2. Swinging a foul tip, strikeout into the mid of the catcher, Hernandez for a strikeout. And Tyler Davis has his second of the day now. As Delgado down on strikes for the second out of the inning, still two on. That's Rodelis Martinez stepping in for Charleston. Bottom five, two outs. Ballers and River Dogs knotted at two.